two places in our Bible. The first one is 1 Corinthians 3, and the second one is 2 Timothy 2. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2 Timothy 2. 1 Corinthians 3, and I'm going to apologize from the onset and say you're welcome. Because that's, I'm going to say you're welcome. Because you're going to say thank you. If the Lord uses this message the way it's intended to. We're going to try to burn something out, brother, today. And set you free to some extent. Brother Casey said, Brother John, you're preaching fire and brimstone. I said, nope, just the first half of that. Fire could be a good thing, brother.
Amen.
Keep you warm. It's meant to comfort. 1 Corinthians 3. What we're going to do is set on fire a childhood fancy. I would rate this sermon a PG-17. Amen. Please God, burn all 17 works of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5. That's what I call this message.
Amen.
That's why I call it a PG-17. Amen. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So if you get upset as I'm preaching in the beginning, don't come up here and run and hit me or something. Wait till it's over. Amen. Then I'll accept the best offer who wants to treat me out to dinner. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter number 3. That's my intention. We're going to begin in verses 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. This isn't meant to be derogatory, to insult them, but it is a rebuke of sorts to kind of get them thinking more serious about something. He says, you're not spiritual, you're carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you're yet carnal. Why? For there, whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? We're going to see something here, because this is the greatest passage in the scripture detailing what we call in the future the judgment seat of Christ. So we're going to look at this in the future, and we're going to compare it to another passage of scripture that has some details about the present tense, because we need to apply it. They have in the world of search and rescue, SAR, they have what's known as an MK4 for helicopters, used worldwide. It's kind of been fine-tuned and perfected. It's a harness. And you'll see it sometimes in a movie or in a show or a real-life action rescue, so on and so forth. You'll see a harness lowered from a helicopter, somebody strapped to it, wrapping somebody else in it. It rescues somebody that is in danger, souls that are in danger, amen, from perils below, and then they use this and they raise them up. They say when they raise them up, the most common reaction to somebody that's pulled out of such damaging and dangerous environments is, hello, thank you. Thank you. Helicopter. If God could lift us up, if he had a cable that could lift us up and we could see what belongs to us and then lower us back down, amen? We'd understand, we'd look at our life from a whole different perspective, wouldn't we? The only thing that separates in time what God said belongs to us in the future and what we possess right now in the present is faith.
Yeah.
That's it, brother. Mm-hmm. You mean it's that simple? Yes, it's that simple. That's the cable we're supposed to hold on to. Mm-hmm. Laying hold of eternal life. Something belongs to us. We've been rescued.
Yeah.
Why are we asking that we're acting like we don't at times? We don't recognize something we want to put the fire to today. Because that's what he does in this passage. Now, you look at it in verse number, he's talking about two different men. One spiritual, one carnal. Same people he's talking to. At any point in time, you could find this to be your circumstance. One's an old man, one's a new man. One's an outward man, one's an inward man. And he's going to make that distinction because that's what the judgment seat of Christ is bringing out. I look forward to the judgment seat of Christ. And I can just wipe off and say, praise God, I can finally walk in the Spirit without this silly little nonsense.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Let's try to get a hold of that a little bit today.
Yeah.
Amen. So he says in verse number, picking it up in verse number 7, I mean, 8. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. We're supposed to be laboring together. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now, when we get to the judgment seat of Christ, you'll realize that I don't know all the details of exactly how it's, but we're going to give account of ourselves. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of that. Amen? It's not, you know, fathers or mothers for children or children for parents or, you know, wives and husbands. You're all going to give account of yourselves. We're all going to give account of ourselves. We're held accountable. So he says, we're laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You are God's building. In verse number 9. And then he says, according to the grace of God. I want you to look at it because that's what it's all going to be about. Everything depends on God's grace.
Amen.
Which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. And he talks about this foundation, and he tells you it's Christ. Verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Have you asked Jesus Christ to save you?
Amen.
That's the foundation. That's the rock that you stand on when you face God. You're saved based on the merits of Christ. Wonderful, wonderful, secure ground you stand on. Well, that's what we need to build upon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't step off of that foundation and try to start building things yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what people do. That's the carnal man versus the spiritual man. Doesn't understand this. Now, he gives a list of things in verse number 12. He says, now, if any man build upon this foundation, he gives you six things, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. This doesn't make the differentiation here, but they're going to be tried by fire. And what's interesting is that three of these things are inward, hidden. Three are outward, open, obvious. Three of these things burn, waste away. The other three are purified and last forever. Three of these things are adornments to life. When you understand them, three of them are all dead to life. They've already died. Imagine living a life to something that's already dead. Something's wrong with you if you do that. Amen? Come home every day and everybody's dead. You live a life as you're worshiping and walking in fellowship with somebody that's dead. Christ, brother, by the way, is alive.
Right.
He's not dead. And so the Bible says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. It has nothing to do with how much. It doesn't. It's what sort it is. It involves motive. Carnal or spiritual? Which man? One of those mans is, by definition, Paul's usage, is a babe in their knowledge. They're immature. They don't understand that they're a son of God and what belongs to them. That's who we want to burn up today. That's what we want to focus on today. He says, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by... This isn't about whether or not you're saved. If you've asked Jesus Christ to save you, you're saved.
Yeah.
It's building upon that foundation. We want to look at that and take heed to it. Know ye not, has to do with what you know versus what God knows.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God, where does he dwell? In you. That's what we want to get a hold of. Amen? Now let's look at this in 2 Timothy 2. That's in the future. Let's lower that cable down. Safe ground. It's supposed to be standing on Christ, your foundation. Pulled out of the dangers. Hellfire. Judgment of God as far as his wrath is concerned. Intended to learn what it means to walk in the Spirit, to be a vessel that glorifies God. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Let's look in the present tense. And the only thing between these two tenses is faith. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Pick it up and just look at verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the what?
Grace.
In the grace.
Where is it?
Right.
It's in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
As simple as it is, brother, you take your focus off of Christ and you're going to have problems that you can't deal with. Because now you're carrying them. You're still going to have problems, but you can deal with when you're in Christ, because he's carrying them. That's what it means to be yoked with Christ. that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, not babes, who shall be able to teach others also, so that they can learn what it means to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and teach others what it means to be strong in the grace that is in Christ. It takes discipleship to a whole other world. Amen? It's wonderful, wonderful truth. Now, you pick it up in verse number 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God. Now, didn't we just read about the foundation of God? How does it stand? Sure. This is your standing. Your standing is sure, solid, and sound. If you maintain a walk by faith based on what belongs to you in Christ, of Christ and through Christ, and for the glory of Christ. Not difficult. We make it difficult. I'll show you why. It's the wood, hay, and stubble that follows. But he says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth. What you knows versus what God knows. That's what we're going to look at today. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, they're not only vessels of gold and of silver. Now notice what he has right here. He puts a comma right there. The gold and silver on one side of this equation. That's what you just read about in the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ in the future is something you're going through right now. If we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Mm-hmm. You're experiencing it right now, whether you realize it or not. Mm-hmm. You're God's workmanship. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. So he says, of gold and of silver, comma, but also of wood and of earth. That's what we talked about in 1 Corinthians 3. Except now it's present tense. There are. See, it's present tense. Some to honor, there's a comma. That would be the gold and the silver. See the proportion? One is to two, as two is to four. There's your proportion. He says, some to honor, comma, and some to dishonor. Of a man, therefore, purge himself from these. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. We're laborers together with him. This is what God wants us to understand today in a lesson that's been on my heart that I can't shake. And I want to look at the aspect of men like wood. Wooden men. And that's the main character concern today, because I want to start a fire. And to me, we do things different than God. We start fire with the hay and the stubble and it goes to the wood. God starts with the wood and it goes out. That's where we're going to start. We want the wood. It'll get to the hay and stubble, not worry about it. We want to look at wooden men, and one in particular that's probably the most popular of all childhood stories as they go. Pinocchio. We want to look at Pinocchio on fire. Lord, I pray that you would use this message, please. Please bring light to the dead false life of lies. No matter how much your book tells us, we forget the world we live in is passing. The world we're going to will never pass away. Realizing and recognizing that this short time too must come to pass, I just ask that the opportunity we have be recognized and seized upon. For we have such a short time to be used for the eternal glory of Christ in this temple of clay we live in. Help us to put it to death with the fire of your word. Help us to put Pinocchio on fire. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
That's my purpose. That's my intention. That's a childhood classic. Do you know that Pinocchio means little wooden head? We're going to look at the wood and the strings in the nose that compose Pinocchio. There's three no's that we're going to deal with this. The first of these three no's, because it's all about the nose. That's a lie, is the wood. No more wood. It's a world of fictitious wooden men. Amen? Heroes made of wood. We started a fire in here. Alarms would go up. But brother, I'm well aware my occupation tells me to contact the fire marshal first before we have a fire. Amen? So I'm aware of that, and I've contacted the local and state fire marshal. They've been notified. I've gone to the headquarters, called the headquarters of the fire marshal on a national level, just in case, to put them on standby. Then I've gone even further, and I've talked to the fire marshal, the headquarters captain of the fire we're preaching about, and I've contacted the global level, put them on static, be alert, just in case. Amen. And I've even gone to a universal level, and the way's been cleared. Go ahead and start the fire, Brother John. It's the same fire marshal in all different locations. He's the captain of all four quarters, brother. Jesus Christ has given me permission to start a fire. I hope it catches you on fire. Amen? Because Pinocchio needs to burn. Because if he doesn't burn now, he's gonna burn up there. Amen? We're not going to start with the hay and stubble. We're going to start with the wood. Then we're going to go to the hay and stubble. Because that's the natural path. Amen? In the 1800s, there was an Italian novelist, Carlo Collodi. Wasn't very successful. One day, he began to write a series for youthful young children about a little wooden boy called Pinocchio, wooden head. The adventures of Pinocchio. A few years, they were gathered week after week after week, and this fictional protagonist figurine. Became known as Pinocchio, loved and adored by people all over the world. He became an icon of culture back then and even today. He's the most universally translated story when it comes to children literature. Who's that? Pinocchio. His father was a woodcarver. When we're laborers together with God, brother, it's not carving this wood. That's not what it's about. We need to set it on fire. His father's name was Geppetto. Or however you pronounce it. One day he came across a block of wood. A block of wood. He never was able to have a boy of his own. He always wanted one. And so he carved this wood, and he began to imagine if this puppet could have life. The story, Disney made it popular like it does so many stories, catapults it to fame and introduces its own little concepts, interjects it into the story of the book form. But during the days that this story was written, 1800, puppetry was very, very popular. Even today it's kind of popular. We all like the puppets or the Muppets, whatever you call them. Amen. They got all the Muppets for all the different holidays, so on and so forth. But in those days, they didn't have TV and stuff. Puppets were really popular. They would travel around, have all kinds of puppet shows in the back of vans, so on and so forth. People would go to a little place in the center of town and watch a puppet show. And they had the little marionettes. You know, Little Mary is where it came, the little statues of Mary, marionettes came from. But one of the most popular ones, world-renowned, was called the Sicilian. Italy. La Opera dei Puppi. The opera of the puppets. Pinocchio was one of those. Was one of those poopy. Pinocchio's just a dead piece of wood, brother. Entertaining to children, and I'm not demeaning any of that. I'm just telling that we can take this to another realm and recognize we're living the same lie that Geppetto did when he tried to carve and shape a dead piece of wood into something that's alive. Amen. All the main character on the pro side, we're rooting for him to become a real boy. He was just an endearing, charming little child, amen, that wasn't real. What can we do to make him real? All the morals you can teach, you pass on to your kids. I'm not demeaning any of that. From a Bible perspective, in the real world of God, a wooden puppet can never, ever be real, amen. All it's good for is burning, amen? In the real world of Pinocchio, he was just a perjuring wooden puppet. He was just an addicted liar. He was an incorrigible rascal. Somebody said puppets can be the greatest pieces of craftsmanship in man-made world. But without a soul, puppets are forever just puppets. Pinocchio, a little boy with a wooden head. He's a blockhead. Trying to get life, granted life, with a supernatural spirit as supposedly granting him life and giving him a conscience, a cricket of a conscience. Amen? Jiminy Cricket, I think, was his name. Officially dubbed the conscience of this wooden blockhead, Pinocchio. Amen? And, brother, let me explain something to you about... I want to show you or read to you a miracle. It's a genuine miracle in the Bible. The first miracle Christ does is he changes water into wine. Mm-hmm. He sets the stage. God's miracles are always genuine miracles. They're, he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Doesn't matter what miracle or what size or how many people. Every miracle of God is a genuine miracle, transforming the lives of those he touches. Amen? Well, here's one of them. It's in Mark chapter 8. I know that's what happened to me, brother. Something miraculous happened to my life. You don't just stand up to preach to be an orator or to be liked or looked at. Something happened 35 years ago in my life that changed me. Amen? Mark chapter number 8. Something happened. I got born again. In Mark chapter number 8. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Recently, a fellow come up to me. Look, he could just run into my car, tears in his eyes. It happened. I committed my life to Christ. I'm 66. I can't believe how easy. I'm just crying when he comes up to me. Talk. I say, I think this guy got born again. I'm a Catholic. And I know you're a Protestant, but it's the same Christ. Isn't it the same Christ? I said, yeah, it is. Amen. I didn't go open up Revelation chapter 17 to him. I opened up John 3:16 to him.
Amen.
Let him know that you're saved and born again. Start coming to church, you'll get Revelation 17.
Yeah.
But not right then, brother. Something happened to this man.
Amen.
Say what? Same thing happened to me. It was a miracle.
Yeah.
And here's Jesus Christ, and he's healed. It's a genuine miracle. And when Jesus Christ heals this person that's blind, he besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes, what an incredible way to heal somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Put his hands upon him. He asked him if he saw aught. And the first thing he saw before God said, good, I want you to see. This is how it starts. He looked up and he said, I see men as trees walking.
Mm-hmm.
I see tree people. What are you saying? He's seen men like trees, brother. There's just wooden totem poles. Gods we make out of men. He's don't ever forget that. They're just men. But he saw that first before he gave him a deeper sight, a clearer. He showed him the spiritual world first. We all tend to make men into gods when we forget they're just wood. Yes, we do, brother. Don't ever do that to me. Sometimes I try to go out of my way to keep you from doing that, amen? Every miracle of God should put a shout in your mouth. Remember, men are like trees, just wood on the outside, amen? The entire theme of the life of Pinocchio, even though he's a block of wood, is Pinocchio, you can do it, man. You can be a real boy. Off to school he goes to learn how to be a real boy. Doesn't take all that long, brother. There's only one condition he's given. Got to be brave, and you got to be true. Because when you're not, your nose is going to grow. Amen? First, we've got to deal with the wood. No more wood. The scope of his life is just like mine and yours, brother. Trials and temptations in life. Doesn't take long after you're saved. All of a sudden, God begins to show you in. You put yourself right back under the schoolmaster of the law.
Yeah.
I can be a real son of God now. I can be a real Christian now. God can really use me now. I can really conquer sin now. You're a blockhead, brother. Amen? When you take wood and you try to make it into something, you can take some sandpaper and sand it and see. You'll never wear down the grain of that wood. Because the grain is the stain of the wood. Amen? I don't care if you stain it. You still can't get rid of that grain. It's in all of us. What are you trying to do to get rid of that grain?
Mm.
You don't understand. Pinocchio needs to be put on fire. Amen. Because that's what's going to happen in the future. The wood is going to burn, brother. Amen. You live in a lie thinking you can finally be real. You can't remove the grain from the wood. Amen. You can't. Still stained. Immediately upon going off to school like he would want to, out comes, you know, honest somebody, honest John, whatever his name is, a foxy little fella. Hi, diddly dee, an actor's life for me, begins to sing. Hi, diddly dum, an actor's life is fun. Hi, diddly day, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me. It's performing. It's make-believe. Old Pinocchio, Mr. Woodenhead, bought into the the lie that that other people could watch you act and applaud and make you feel like you're a real boy. But you're not, man! Who here is worthy to be a son of God apart from the life of the Father that's been imparted to us? Amen? Nobody! Come on, brethren! Stand up and shout for the genuine miracle that's happened in your life, having nothing to do with you.
Right.
Apart from faith. Praise God, laying hold of eternal life. You know, I don't care how many wooden nickels you have. Wooden nickel's a nickel, but it ain't worth 5 cents. Praise the Lord, Brother John. How many Christians never graduate from the tutorial reminder of the schoolmaster? There's Jiminy Cricket. What a cheap conscience. JC, I'll take Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What does an actor want with a conscience? What he bemoans throughout the show. The man's use of wood is not the same as God's use of wood. The man's use of wood is in Romans chapter number 7. You don't understand God's use of wood. Man's use of wood, he says in Romans 7 verse 15, for that which I do I allow not, for what I would, that do I not. What I hate, that do I. He says in verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that as... This is man's use of wood, brother. Verse 19, for the good that I... Verse 19, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not. Now this is man's use of wood. It's no good, brother. Everywhere you find it. Verse 20, now if I do that which I would not... It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse number 21 says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And you find, oh, would to God Christ would reign in our lives. Would to God we would see what belongs to us. Would to God we would stop trying to be. Would to God we would stop fleeing from who we are. Would to God we would depart from iniquity. Would to God grace would become all sufficient for you and I. And learn what it means just to own Christ in spite of ourselves. Would to God we would understand our woods aren't the same as His woods, yeah. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You'll never be a real child of God, a real son of God, used in a way that's effective for His service. You're just performing until you try to do your woods and not His wood. Amen? It's your will versus His will. Amen? That's, brother, that's knowing number one. Let's knock it off. The grand puppet master finds Pinocchio performing. Somewhere along the line, he's got his eyes open, that devil, brother, like a roaring lion, seeking. Finding out things about you and I. He finds out about Pinocchio, what he wants. He wants to be recognized. He wants to do things in his own. He talks back to us. He does all these little... He always lies. He's got this insatiable appetite to lie, to live a lie, to want people to believe a lie. And he runs across this evil, strong bully of a puppet master. Strong bully. Very strong. There's not just no more wood we want to get rid of. Number two of the three no's, no more strings. People don't want strings. You feel like a puppet if you got strings. I don't want the strings of my parents. I don't want the strings of a pastor. I don't want the strings of a church. I don't want the strings of a husband or a wife. I don't want the strings that are tying me in with a friendship. I don't want the strings. We want to be free. Amen? No more strings. Would to God we would understand when the Bible talks about the law of liberty. Giving God more control gives us more freedom. Freedom in Christ involves a yoke, brethren. It involves a cord, Psalms chapter 2, a yoke in Matthew chapter 11, a rein in Romans chapter 6, that we yield and surrender to Him. The more we give Him control, the more free we are.
Yeah.
Hey. You've got to get a hold of that. The evil, strong bully doesn't want you to know that, amen? He says to the little kid, okay, show everybody what you got. I've got no strings, he says. He begins to perform with all the other little marionettes and all the other little puppets. And there's something different about Pinocchio. When he was supposedly set free, thinking he had life, he began to sing a song. I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I got no, I used to have strings, but now I'm free. I'm happy as can be. Hi ho, the merry-o, that's the only way to be. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me. I got no strings, so I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. They've got strings, but you can see there are no strings in me. You're a lie. You're a lie. Look at everybody in here. See any strings? Not on the outside. On the inside. What have you not let go of? Why are you afraid to give God control? Well, that's what's going to set you free. So you do that. You're singing a song like Pinocchio. I got no strength. I don't have any. Who are you kidding, brother? Pinocchio on fire. You know what Pinocchio on fire does? Begins to catch on fire the wood, the hay and stubble. Amen. Look around, brother. We've all got it. Amen. That hay and that's a hay is not but that's nothing but straw. A dead tree, dead grass, a dead harvest. That's the stuff we see all around Halloween time. That's when they're popular. Halloween. When the dead rise up to haunt. Amen. Trick or treat. There's no straw, man. Not yet consumed, but they will be if you burn the wood, brother. The hay and stubble's going to follow. God works from the inside out. Straw men surrounding your heart. You've got a heart that's all tied up. You're performing in front of others. Mm-hmm. Everybody might think from the outside everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Till you go home. Till nobody else is around you but you and God's JC conscience, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he tells you, stop performing. Mm-hmm. Please stop playing. Break free. Hold on to that cable. Amen. And know that you belong to me. Amen. Mm-hmm. Brother, all a straw man is diversionary efforts to hide. Failed efforts. I want you to see this and understand this and never ever forget this, because we want to see and watch Pinocchio on fire. Look at it. In 1 Corinthians 3, when he talks about the judgment seat of Christ, look at what's happening. He says in verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest. When your work is made manifest, God's going to show whether it's Christ in you or you. Yeah, you see how you know that? Look at it in 2 Corinthians 4. I'm looking forward to the judgment seat of Christ. Burn, baby, burn. I'm sick of the lies.
Yeah.
I gave up trying to get people to think I'm spiritual. Praise the Lord. What a relief. I'm carnal, sold under sin. Clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
Amen. That's it.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be what?
Manifest.
Who does God want to make manifest? It's him, brother.
His life.
It's his life. That's what's going to take place at the judgment seat of Christ. That's what he's trying to do right now. Gives a whole new world interpretation of John chapter 15 about that man like a branch that's cast into the fire. Sure does. Says the same thing in verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. The life also of Jesus might be made manifest. The life also of Jesus might be made manifest. Brother, the law is supposed to stop all mouths. We need to stop. The straw man. Put him on fire. Please, please, stop making excuses. You fail because you're a failure. You sin because you have a nature that's a body of sin. You're no good because you're no good.
Right.
You're accepted by Christ because of Christ.
Yeah.
Man, what a wonderful thing not to have to make believe. Stop. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, now we know that the things whoever the law saith, say it to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. Strong bully gets you to forget this. Starts wrapping you up in your own lies. On the outside, you don't see the strings, but on the inside, brother, you see it. Amen.
Yeah.
I remember I had one of my last child just got their driving test. And I gave him an illustration. I gave him one last, well, two. I want to tell you the one because it wasn't a good one. And he almost failed because of it. But I did give him one. I said, remember the acronym ME. It's the only time it's a good use. As you remember, you'll pass the test. ME stands for mirrors and emergency brakes. Look in the mirror, put on the emergency brake. When you see me the wrong way, look in the mirror, put on the emergency brakes. Stop, and you'll pass the test. If you don't do that, you'll fail the test. Well, he remembered that. He also remembered the other advice I gave him, which I don't want to tell you because it almost caused him to fail. Stop thinking. It's all about you. This is the easiest rule of the law. I can keep this one. Stop thinking. It's your name. Stop thinking. It's your testimony. Stop thinking. It's your effort. Stop thinking. It's all about your character. Stop thinking. It has anything to do about you. Amen? Now you can go. Stop already, brother. Stop already. The evil strong bully doesn't want you to realize that. So we want to catch Pinocchio on fire. You get that wood on fire and realize you're just dead life outside of Christ, but he's inside of you. That fire's going to burn the wood and the hate is dull. No more excuses. We're going to have us a grand old bonfire. Brother John, don't you mean bond? No, I mean bondfire. Amen. They got that commercial, that guy wanting protection and insurance for his car. He asked, petting his pet little frog. I just want to make sure you drive by. Sure. You got frog protection? He says, yeah, we got frog protection. Well, you sure you got frog protection? He said, we got frog protection. The play on words. Are we on the same page? Yeah, we're on the same page. I said, you got frog protection? Yeah, we got frog protection. And the idea is, I know what you mean even though you don't. I know what you need even though you don't. We don't need a bonfire, we need a bondfire. It's not a bond, that's a bondfire. We need the fire of God's word to set ablaze the strings that are causing us to live life like puppets, amen. We're children of God, amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Let me see, where was I? I'm a little frog protection. Bonfire, brother. We really need a bonfire, don't we? Come on. To understand and discover what it means to be free in Christ, the law of liberty. Being holy as he is holy, even though we can't be. What a wonderful concept. Based on who he is. There's your hay, and then you got your stubble. That's your scarecrow, brother. You ever see a scarecrow? You prop him up with all this. It's a dead harvest. Mm-hmm. Scarecrow. He's got to burn too, brother. You ever get tired of scarecrow? I get tired of the scarecrow, amen. Make him believe that I'm bold and courageous. And other people are going to be afraid of me, amen. I'm like, you just a dead scarecrow. Amen. You can't produce fruit. What other people think you can produce fruit? Amen. He needs to go in the bonfire too. Amen, Brother John. Living in fear when purporting to frighten others. And eventually people realize, I don't care if you use bombs and grenades, whatever you, eventually people realize, he's just dead. And the crows you're trying to make afraid start resting on you. Ooh. That's kind of scary, man. Scarecrows always did get me scared, amen? Living in fear, thinking you scared. What would you do if you only had a brain? I want to control, I would while away the hours. Is that what you would do? Conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. What else would you do? I would, my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. You'd still be a scarecrow, brother. Just dead. A scarecrow. Stop making excuses. Stop living in fear. Are you afraid? Stop living in fear. What are you afraid of? Give God control. Never mind what parents or siblings or children or friends or boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or wives or where. Never mind them all. Just rest in Jesus Christ. What are you afraid of? Amen. I'll put my trust in you. I will not fear what man will do unto me. Amen. Brother, don't you remember that story of the three Hebrew children? They're bound. Everything's bound but their mouths, brother. God says over there in Isaiah 43, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and over and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Brother, God's not stringing you along. He's trying to string you a song. The Bible says we're supposed to play a song on Him with stringed instruments. Talks about a man that was blind, a man that was dumb, and the Bible says the string of his tongue was loose. How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for our faith in His excellent word. When through fiery trials, the pathway shall surely lie, my grace, all sufficient, shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. We've got to set ablaze, brother, a bonfire. The wood, the hay, and the stubble. Amen? That's what we need to do. No more wood, no more strings. Last of the three, we no more. We got to get it. No more nose. I don't care what you knows. Amen? I care what he knows. You know, they say the longest nose that's ever been recorded is a fellow called Muramet Azirki. He was Turkey, not Italian. 3.46 inches long. You can keep that record, amen? What is God knows versus what we knows? What we knows is a lie if it isn't what God knows. I'm telling you, brother, in God's mind, it's not about you, it's about Him. It's about you in Him. It's all about Him in you. It's He that died. It's He that rose. It's He that lives. It's He that rules. It's what He knows and not what you knows. Amen? The Bible says if we just judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Search me, O God, and know if there be any wicked ways. The fire, Pinocchio on fire, isn't intended to harm you and I. It's intended to help us. It's intended to set us free. But sure, as you're sitting here, Brother Pinocchio, he'll do everything he can to leave. You put him on fire, he's going to burn and burn and burn his nose. And he's going to burn, and then the last living breath of Pinocchio is, it's alive. Yeah, you're free. No more lies. You got to end this thing, brother. You got to get rid of the nose. Your nose. Amen. Something tells me it grows when you tell lies, amen? He lives a lie to his very last breath. Don't you want to be happy? Happy days are here again. There are no more lies that lie within. There are no more sins to hide within. Happy days are here again. Don't you want to be happy and sing a song like that? Happy days are here again. There are no more lies that lie. Don't you want to sing a song? I do, amen. Always wanted to. I'd get saved, be saved for 35 years, called to preach, put in this pulpit before I could sing it. Amen. Had to wait on God. You don't have to wait that long. You can sing it now. Happy days are here again. There are no more lies that lie with me. Amen, Brother John.
Glory.
Amen, brother.
I'm not here to slight or malign or consume all the wooden characters that have been famous and helped children with character traits like Howdy Doody and Woody, whose best friend was Andy on his foot, and Pinocchio, the moral lessons little children can extract. But in the real world of God, brother, you will never ever be a real son of God living in the power of God by being good. No matter who's rooting for you, amen? And I'm not advocating go to Toys R Us after this story and find a Pinocchio and bring him to your house outside and set him on fire. I'm advocating if there's a Toys R Us in your life, find out where that Pinocchio is hiding, brother, and set him on fire in your life. That's what I'm advocating, amen, Brother John? Amen? What you need to do, brother, this Thanksgiving before you have pumpkin pie, really want to enjoy Thanksgiving, brother, have a Pinocchio Sunday. Have a piece of good old humble pie. Really want to enjoy Thanksgiving? Let's make it official. This year, 2014, I therefore do recommend and assign Sunday, the second Sunday of November, to be devoted by the people of this church to the humble service of the great and glorious God, who alone is the beneficent of all the good that was, that is, or that ever will be, apart from me, apart from ye, apart from everybody, let all present with a glee say, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pinocchio on fire, be good. You'd be surprised how good you feel when you're out of the way and you just focus on Christ. He knows the secrets of the heart, the Bible says. He's going to expose the secrets of the heart there. The thing is, get him right here.
Amen.
Trust him with the results. Amen. Amen. Instead of camouflaging sins or hiding motives, manipulating outcomes, self-glorifying desires. Pinocchio didn't rescue his father, even though you're told that he did, from the whale's belly. It's a lie. We're trying to help God. We don't rescue the father, he rescues us. JC is a conscience cricket on the outside versus JC, who's a conscious spirit on the inside. Amen. It's a lie. Amen. The blue fairy touching and anointing, giving life, versus the red blood touch of the Holy Ghost, giving eternal life. That's the anointing you want. That's not a lie. The other is. Geppetto hoping and desiring his child could become real, if only he was honest and brave. That is a lie. You got to realize that Jesus Christ is honest and brave in your behalf. Belief in self, trying again and again and again, and eventually your love will conquer. Amen. It's a lie, brother. The whole cast of characters in your life supporting you and your success to be somebody for the glory of God is a lie if Jesus Christ isn't what it's all about, isn't what you know. Amen. MK4, brother. We have to know. We have to know. That's the rescue cable coming down to rescue. You must know forever is forevermore. A real humble pie, brother, to real pie. In the back in the old days, humble pie used to be a real thing. In the medieval days, in the Bible, humble pie is also a real thing in the evil days. You don't got to look in the back to get it, though. You can make it now. The recipe is right here. It's called you. Mr. Pinocchio. You got to take all the piety you can find. Every lie in your life. Then you got to put it all together. Said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me?" And you'll enjoy Thanksgiving when you put it at the feet of Christ. Hear him say, "It is finished," and you say, "Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for delivering me." Amen. That's what I want. Amen. It is finished. When you know the bright morning star, it makes no difference who you are. His word is true. He does love you. Faith can know it's not that far. Pinocchio on fire. Lord, I pray that you would bless this lesson, please. Please, please. Put all this humor aside and help us recognize the truth and the power of what belongs to us in Christ. Help us burn the lies in our own life. Who cares what other people think about us? We know you knows who we are. And we can know eternal life belongs to us, and we can begin to enjoy it when we accept simply what your word tells us, to walk by faith, just like when we got saved, now that we are saved. One thing at a time that you show us, help us to put it to death with that wonderful bonfire where Pinocchio begins revival in our lives every day. Help us to set it ablaze anew by the wonderful fire of your word. I ask in Christ's name for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.